Would you state your name and agency number for the record, sir?
Drew Quay, Q1L Starling, 320-586.
Mr. Starling, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Commissary for your revocation hearing regarding the three allegations on your warrant. And based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 21st of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. On that form, a notification, it stated that, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes.
You cannot see us today because we're doing this by phone. But there are three board members participating in your hearing. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is going to represent your parole officer as well as the Department of Corrections. Mr. Stallings and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm? Mr. Stallings?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Stallings, you have three allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read them, each of them. And once I read each of them, I'm going to ask you to give an answer. Your answer, we're going to give you three choices. Your answer can be true, false, or that you want to plead the fifth. You don't want to talk about it. Reason we're giving you the option of pleading the fifth, we have information on the warrant indicating that we see you still have a booking number and a DR number. We don't know whether these have been resolved or not in the courts, but if they have not been resolved, if your lawyer or if the prosecutor wishes to get a copy of this recording, this is being recorded, then they can request that. That's the reason we want to give you three options. Do you understand? You can say it's true, false, or I wish to plead the fifth. Don't want to talk about it. Do you understand, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. I'm going to get started. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 7. Administrated by your youth and methamphetamine on or about July 2nd, 2018, for the task GCMS lab report dated July 6th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false, or do you plead the fifth, sir?
Plead the fifth.
Okay. The next one reads that you are violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 2. It's demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 11, 2018, as verbally directed on July 3, 2018. Do you plead true, false, or the fifth, sir?
The fifth.
And the final one, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your entering or remaining on a property or another without permission on or about July 18, 2018, in Maricopa County, Arizona. True, false, or the fifth, sir?
I plead the fifth.
Okay, thank you. Okay, hold one second. Let me get some paperwork done here because you're pleading the fifth. Okay, give me one second here. Since you pleaded the fifth on each of them, we're going to receive some back. We're going to receive testimony rather from the Department of Correction on each of these, and maybe one or so of those might be the same. But we'll make that determination as we go through it. So he pleaded the fifth on all of them, Mr. Westby. So we can start with number one, sir.
June 28, 2018, the offender failed to submit a urine sample of task for the task color code system. On July 2, 2018, the offender submitted a urine sample to Task Labs as directed for his assigned parole officer. The urine sample submitted on July 2, 2018, subsequently tested positive for methamphetamine from the Task GCMS lab report dated July 6, 2018.
Thank you, sir.
There's a copy of the test lab report attached to the warrant showing that he did, there was a GCMS test that did test positive for methamphetamine on July 2nd, 2018.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two.
On April 30th, 2018, offender Starling, Directoire ADC number 320586, was released from ASPC Yuma to community supervision TIS status with an approved placement. On April 30th, 2018, during an offender's initial intake, offender Starling signed Arizona conditions of supervision. Specifically, the offender was advised both verbally and imposed written conditions of supervision number two to follow all directives given, either verbal or written. On July 3rd, 2018, CCO Escorcega contacted offender telephonically by calling the offender's cell number and verbally directing the offender to report a person to the parole SMI unit 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona 5034. On July 11th, 2018, for staffing, the offender acknowledged he understood. On July 11, 2018, the offender failed to report a person as verbally directed by his assigned parole officer on July 3rd, 2018. Follow-up, CCO Escarska contacted the offender via phone on July 11, 2018, at approximately 1300 hours. The offender answered the phone, and when questioned regarding his whereabouts, the offender stated he thought his office visit was for July 10, 2018. The offender was verbally directed to report to the parole SMI office on July 11, 2018. The offender acknowledged she understood. The offender failed to report a person to the parole SMI office as directed. July 16, 2018, CCO Escarcega and CCO Brogue attempted to meet face-to-face with the offender at his approved residence located at 2102 West Dunlap Avenue, number 368, Phoenix, Arizona 85021. Upon arrival, the blinds were open to the room and could see there was no one inside. CCO Escarcega knocked several times on the door without any response. CCO Escarcega left a non-compliance letter dated July 16, 2018, wedged in the front door with written instructions for the offender to report a person to the parole SMI unit on July 18, 2018 at 801 South 6th Street, 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona. Before leaving the property, CCO Escarcega and CCO Polk stopped at the front office and asked the office staff if anyone was in room 368. The lady in the office stated the room was vacant as of July 16, 2018. Stating the defender and his mother had checked out. CCO Escarcega attempted to contact the defender by calling his cell number on the Camp Gordon Street voicemail.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number three.
This information was provided by the Phoenix Police Department officer, Guilford, badge number 08083. On July 18, 2018, approximately 11:37 hours, Officer Dykert, number 8693, Officer Guilford, number 8083, responded to a call of a commercial burglary at 2630 West Glen Rosa Avenue. Upon arrival, the victim, John Magby, described the subject that was in his friend's yard as a black male with no shirt, tan pants, and a black hat. While circulating the area, officers observed the subject matching the description walking through the apartment complex just east of their location. The subject was also being observed by the air unit and maintained visual as Officer Dyker jumped the fence onto Coulter Drive where the subject had exited out of the neighboring complex. Officer Dyker then detained the subject at approximately 11:40 hours, and the subject identified himself as Draquois Stalling at 2600 West Coulter Street. While being detained, offender Stalling argued he was not inside a fenced yard or business. The victim, John Bagby, agreed to go with Officer Marjorican for the one-on-one identification and identified the subject as an individual he observed in a fenced commercial yard. For John Bagby, the victim stated he was in the back lot of his property at 2630 West George Avenue when he observed the offender, Stalling Draquois 320586, entering the property through the fence that adjoins his property to Gino's Auto, which is just west of 5301 North 27th Avenue. The victim was questioned if the offender Stalling can enter through a normal entry point for customers and visitors, and the victim, John Bagby, stated no, that the gate the offender entered is only connected to Gino's Auto, which is closed. According to the victim, the offender had to jump the fence in order to enter the premises. victim stated that he had confronted the offender and questioned what he was doing on the property, and the offender responded by stating he was there to purchase a bicycle. The offender selling Dragoff 320586 was informed by the victim that he was not allowed on the property and shouldn't have entered the way he did. The offender began to yell at the victim, John Bagley. The offender selling was asked to leave the premises, in which the offender then walked back out the gate and jumped the fence from Gino's out to the sidewalk. The offender was transported to Cactus Precinct and was advised to visit Miranda rights. The offender stated he didn't understand his rights and didn't want to answer questions. Follow-up. The offender stolen Dragoff 320586 was booked at 4th Avenue Jail on one count of trespassing in the second degree for entering and remaining in the fence commercial yard at 2630 West Georgia Avenue. This was a misdemeanor.
Sure. Thank you so very much, sir. Okay, we will not discuss either one of these because you pleaded the fifth for each one of these, Mr. Starling, but we must continue with your hearing. I am going to ask one question, though, and this is not to attempt to influence you one way or the other, so I hope you understand the question, just for information. And I'm just looking at something that's been presented to the board by the Department of Correction on the warrant, and that shows that you, as it relates to this, to the warrant, now not to what else might be out there. Now, for this purpose, you, this is going to end on September 26, 2018, which is, oh, what, 2.5 weeks from now. Do you wish to continue with this hearing, or do you want to kill your number, sir?
Kill my number.
Okay. Okay, sir. Remember that this is pertaining only to this warrant. We don't know anything else about any other charges that may or may not exist. So I just like for you to understand so that we all can be on the same page, sir. And therefore, I am going to offer a motion. Okay, I'm going to offer two motions together. One is that based upon the fact that Mr. Stallion pleaded the fifth, the board has taken testimony from the Department of Corrections to Mr. Westby. Therefore, I'm going to move in relation to that he did violate the terms of this supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal rape, criminal, might have, I move to find that he did violate terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways. I further move, inasmuch as he has agreed to kill his number as it relates to this warrant, I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Both motions. One is that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision. The second one to revoke his community supervision based upon the fact that he agreed to kill his number. The motion was made by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Therefore, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision, and your community supervision has been revoked, which means that, as it relates to this warrant only, because that's all we know about at this time, you will be released on, as it relates to this warrant, on September the 26th of 2018. Therefore, this will end your hearing. Do you have any questions for the board, sir?
Not at all.
Okay, sir. Well, this will end your hearing. If you will be kind enough to give the phone back to the CO3, please don't hang up. And we will talk to the CO3 at this time. Good luck, sir. And we hope to never see you in arms again, sir.
Peace to you as well.
Thank you, sir.